Hello and welcome to another Rugby Life podcast. My name is Hedley Legrand. On today's show, I have the pleasure of not having one guest, but two. Both gentlemen work with a well-known organization based out of Minneapolis called Rugby Athletic. And it's my pleasure today to have the owner, Chris Babish, and the creative director in sales, Adam Cott. Adam and Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Hi there.
You're welcome. All right, so let's kick off here. Chris, tell us a little bit, like, where did your rugby career start?
To be honest, I never had any intent of ever being involved in rugby. When I went to the University of Minnesota, and when I showed up on the doorstep as a freshman, I was 155 pounds soaking wet, but I've always had the mentality of wanting to play contact sports. And so my freshman year, I saw a flyer hanging on one of the dorm walls for rugby tryouts. And so wanting to stay involved and wanting to stay active in sports, I decided to go out and try out for the university rugby team. And by the end of my freshman year and 75 pounds later, getting up to 225 pounds in getting to play the rugby life and culture of rugby, I was pretty much hooked at that time. And ever since then, I been playing rugby. So I started as a freshman in college at the university.
Okay. What position did you play?
When I first got started, I was a hooker all through college and in my beginning years as a senior side player. And that's pretty much it. They didn't let me out of the front row.
Well, I think that probably helped when you put on the extra poundage.
Yeah, and it's weird because there's a lot of people out there, they talk about the freshman 15 or a lot of people get introduced to the alcohol in college. And to be honest with you, I didn't touch any of that stuff. I jokingly tell people maybe I didn't hit puberty till I got to college, and also I just put on 75 pounds. It just all went on the body. And when you only have class 2 to 3 times a day, and you have free membership to the University Recreation Center and the weights and everything like that, the weight just came on.
Yeah, I can imagine. So Adam, how did it all start for you?
Well, started for me in college as well. I after a brief stint of college football at St. Ambrose University in Davenport, I transferred to University of Iowa and started playing rugby with the city team as well as the university squad. And, it was kind of one of those things. Once I started playing, I was hooked. And between the lifestyle and the actual sport, it really, really attracted to me and got me hooked. So that was about 10 years ago. And I played through college, and then after that, moved to Chicago onto the men's league.
Okay, who did you play for in Chicago?
I played for the Chicago Griffins for about a good 5 years, and then I moved out to Seattle, and I'm playing for Old Puget Sound Beach as well as Seattle Rugby Club for the past 2 years.
Okay, excellent. Chris, where did Rugby Athletic start?
So the kind of the idea of how the whole thing started is I interned in college for a company called MA Apparel and Promotions. So we had a campus sports store at the university to sell university gear and stuff like that. But they always had a custom corporate or team division to do custom clothing. And the more, I guess, I got advanced and traveled doing the rugby thing around the country, whether it was the collegiate all-stars or the ITTs, you meet more and more people, and everyone kind of knew what I did as a job. It just kind of evolved from there. We always sold rugby stuff in the state of Minnesota, but as I grew and got to know more people around the country, it just didn't fit anymore to try to sell rugby gear to people as MA Apparel. It just was kind of a conflict with having some of the other rugby companies out there. So in 2005, I finally, after, obviously graduating and working under MA Apparel and Promotions corporate office for a few years, I launched Rugby Athletic. And, we went that route so that we could market ourselves and expand and broaden into the entire United States, and be able to call Texas and Florida in these different states as a rugby company versus an MA apparel company, just because it didn't really make sense to, you know, sell the rugby gear to people. And, you know, it started out as an operation where I knew people and they bought from me because they trusted me. And obviously in the last 5 years, it's evolved and, you know, it's got bigger than I probably would have ever expected.
So, Adam, how did you come into the equation?
Well, about 3, 4, 5 years ago, I should say, I was in advertising, and I started getting more and more interested into the rugby apparel as I was playing for the Griffins. And at that time, we were sponsored and working and getting all our stuff from Rugby Athletic and Chris. And so I started working with Chris, and I would submit designs and start, you know, getting more and more interested into the apparel. And so that led to me getting more into the rugby apparel and just design and apparel in general. And then, so after a few years of focusing on design, I really wanted to kind of take the next leap. And I contacted Chris early in 2010, and I said, you know, let's come together and let's bring some more creative design to Rugby Athletic, and I can bring some sales as well as, you know, a build on what already Chris has developed.
So tell us a little bit more about the actual sort of products and brands that you're actually carrying.
So Rugby Athletic is supported by distributing for Canterbury of New Zealand, Barbarian Rugby Wear, and Union Rugby are our three brands that we push as a distributor. We also have Rugby Athletic as our own private label that we use for social events, alumni teams, and things like that. We don't use our brand as a competitive on-field brand. But between Canterbury, Union, Barbarian, and ourselves, that's what we push as a company. A little bit about what we really do, though, is we don't market ourselves as a retail rugby company. We are a team custom wholesaler. And the easiest explanation for that is, well, you can go to our website and you can buy a scrum cap or a pair of boots if you're interested. We really promote and we sell the core items on our website. So you can get boots and shorts and scrum caps and shoulder vests and some Rugby Athletic gear and some USA Rugby gear. And we stick to the core items of that. We don't send out catalogs. If you need a Zimbabwe jersey or if you're looking for an Ireland t-shirt, that's not what we're about. We're about a complete custom team wholesaler and building relationships with unions, teams, and organizations around the country that need rugby product, rugby advertising, rugby marketing is how we're really set up. And people that understand what we're doing as a rugby company love the fact that the service that we provide for them.
Well, one thing I've noticed, I mean, I haven't been in the rugby scene. There's a lot of this. I've seen a lot of your stuff around. I mean, I'm familiar with a lot of stuff that you've done with your Scrum Half Connection, Dallin Stanford at Packy's Corner, and the new stuff. Of course, that partnership was just announced recently. Tell us a little bit more about that. Tell us about some of the partnerships that you've established.
Well, to kind of go back on to what Chris was saying, you know, I view our company as like an advertising agency. We can do everything from marketing to design to the finished product, and you know, it's really the one-stop shop. And so to go to your question about Packy's Corner, I had been following him this year and his blog, and he has really made an impact, obviously, because of his playing career, but also his blog. And so we met at Ruggerfest in Aspen this year, and we really wanted to kind of team up with someone who was pushing the rugby life, and wanted to he needed some help with some graphics and apparel, and so it was just like a nice perfect combination for us to kind of come together. And what he liked about us is that we are a one stop shop. We provided graphics all the way down to the finished product and an online store. So, with all of the involvements that Packy Corner has, from his own blog to the Eagles 15s, you know, tackling cancer and so on, we're going to be his one-stop shop fulfillment for all those companies.
Yeah, I mean, I saw some of the stuff. It was really, I have to say, really nice. I loved the stuff you put together for him. It was excellent. And, of course, he was a previous guest on the show before you guys.
Well, yeah, that's really what drove me to contact you, was because Dallin sent me the link and said, check out A Rugby Life. And I had seen it before and listened to it before, but it really, you know, kind of put a light bulb off in my head, and I said, you know, we got to call this guy, and because he's doing the same thing that we're doing and just pushing, you know, as you say, a rugby life.
Yep, much appreciated, gents. So looking forward here, what have you got planned coming up in the new year?
You know, we're always, you know, doing stuff. Kind of what Adam said is, at the end of the day, we're in business to make money, just like any business is. But everyone that knows me knows that the money will come. And we're about building partnerships, so making sure that the people that we're supporting are supporting us, and we'll both be successful at the end of the day. And the things we got looking forward to for 2011 are bringing on a couple more reps. We're going to be doing a complete relaunch of our website in the month of December here. Rucky the Moose, which has his own website at ruckythemoose.com, is really our mascot, but the story behind Rucky is he'll be our charity going forward, where he'll work with Packy in tackling cancer, or unions and teams around the country that have their nonprofit 501c3 status. They'll have the ability just to apply to Rucky and ask for grants and donations, and all the money that we make through, you know, apparel through Rucky or events that Rucky is doing, I'm gonna donate all that money. We're going to keep redesigning the Rugby Athletic brand and what we do. We keep getting more and more requests to do events around the country, because we don't just show up with our truck and sell stuff. We do the Facebook and the websites and the merchant. I mean, we do the complete marketing, like Adam said, as kind of an ad agency for the events, not just showing up with a truck and selling. So we're just going to continue to grow and build those relationships, and I'm really excited for 2011. I think it's going to be an even bigger year for Rugby Athletic.
Yeah, I hope that. I hope that. So it's excellent. Yeah, so I mean, I saw Rucky the Moose. So I thought it was a fantastic concept, great idea getting on board. And, you know, so if people want to learn more, because we'll put some of the stuff up on the website and stuff for anyone who's listening along. If they want to learn more about Rugby Athletic, or they want to contact you or learn more about your services, where should I point people?
Well, you know, as of right now, rugbyathletic.com is our main website. Facebook.com/rugbyathletic is our Facebook page, which, you know, is your most up-to-date, immediate answer to what we're doing. You know, we're on Twitter. We're under Rugby Athletic. We're, and then, like Chris just said, ruckythemoose.com is the charity foundation. We're on Flickr. We're on YouTube. You know, we're on your typical social medias. Once we launch this new website and the Facebook, going into the spring season of 2011, I'm pretty positive that we're going to have something, an answer for all the clubs out there.
Well, gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I want to say thank you, Chris. Thank you, Adam. And I wish you the best of the luck.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Hadley. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, folks. So for more information on Rugby Athletic and their charity, Rucky the Moose, you can check that out on our rugbylife.com website. And until next time, cheers.